Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchah Shechita, Halacha Dalet. We're up to paragraph Aleph. We dedicate the learning today, Lilui Nishmas Shoshana Malka Bas Avraham, the wife of a close friend for many years, Hillel Canalizo from New Orleans, whose second yahrzeit is today, and also Lilui Nishmas Tuvia Bereb Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and David Yisrael Bereb Ephraim. We dedicate the learning also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it. Yesterday, we covered the introduction to this halacha, which is from Torah Lamed Zayin in Likutei Moran. V'zeh bechinas chomesh hilchos shechita. Based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, we understand why there are five basic laws of shechita keneged chomesh bechinos sheyesh lanefesh, corresponding to the five aspects of the nefesh. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the Gemara, which expounds on the chapter in Tehillim, Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem, and there Dovid HaMelech lists five items related to the nefesh. Shehin Bechinas Chamisha Domim, which correspond to the five types of blood. Bechinas Chomesh Oisos Menatzbach, which also correspond to the five letters of the Aleph Beis, the five end letters that look differently when they appear at the end of a word, that also represent Givura, Dam, Nefesh, Shekol Zeh Tzrichen L'Sakein Al Yidei Hashechita. All of these aspects of the Nefesh, of the Dam, we're trying to rectify through the act of Shechita. V'al Kein Heim Chomesh Hilchei Shechita, and therefore there are five basic halachas of Shechita. We mentioned it several times, Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, Ikur, Keneged Chomesh Bechinois Sheyesh LaNefesh, corresponding to the five aspects of the Nefesh that are mentioned in that chapter in Tehillim that the Gemara quotes. Ukeshen Ishorin Mechamisha Dvorim Hanal, and when a person is careful regarding these five halachas, Hamafsiden es hashchita, which could disqualify a shchita, shehem, which are the five halachas are shehiya, drasa, etc. Ayidei ze zeichin lahalois hanefesh shebechai lemedaber. Through that, we're zeichet to elevate the soul, the human soul that was trapped in that animal, to elevate it, take it out of the status of chai, animal, and elevate it to the status of human, to medaber. Shehi klula michomesh bechinas kanal, which again, the nefesh is kolol from five aspects. Paragraph Beis, v'ze bechinas mashashoich etzorich laharois sakino lechocham, k'mesham rabbi senazal. And this also ties into the halacha, that if a Talmud Chacham shows up at the place where they're shechting animals, the shechet is required to show the Talmud Chacham the knife if he requests to see it. Ki ikur tikun hashchita shehu lahalos hanefesh hu al yidei hechacham batoira daika. Because a major component of shechita, which is elevating that soul that's found in that animal, is dependent on a Talmud Chacham who's learned in Torah. Ki hanefesh digdusha hu bechinas chochmas haTorah, kimavur sham baton al kama pamim. Because over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran, we mentioned in the previous shiur, Rabbeinu Zal gives a list of column A and column B. Column A is all kinds of good things, spiritual things. Column B is all kinds of gashmius things, materialistic things, and in some cases, things that are not good. And over there, in column A, we have nefesh. In column B, we have the body, the guf. In column A, we have the chochma of the Torah. In column B, we have chochmas chitzonius. So we see that the nefesh is associated with the chochma of the Torah. Al kein, yefshel lesaken hatikun shel hashchita, kim al yidei hechochom bechochmas haTorah. Therefore, it's impossible to complete what needs to be accomplished through shechita without including the chacham who's knowledgeable in Torah. Ki yefshel lahalos hanefesh ki im al yidei chochmas haTorah. Because it's impossible to elevate that soul that's trapped in the animal without a connection to the chochma of the Torah. V'alkein tzrichen lekabel sakan ashchito me'achochom daiko. And therefore the shechet has to receive that knife from a Talmud Chacham. Kedei shekabel koyach mimenu lesakein hatikin shel ashchito. So that the shechet is receiving power, strength from the Talmud Chacham in order to accomplish what the shechita needs to accomplish, shehu lahaloi sanefesh, which is to elevate that soul, sheze yefsher kim al yidei hechocham b'chochmas ha-toira. It's impossible to accomplish that without including the chocham in knowledge of Torah. Rav Nosson Zal adds now, gam in addition, boze shemara sakinoi lechocham, boze hu choylek kovoid lechocham. By the shechet willingly offering to show the knife to the Talmud Chacham, he's showing respect to the Talmud Chacham. Ukemavur b'divrei Rabbi Seinazal, as is brought in the Gemara and in Halacha, shetzorech laharoi sakinoi lechacham mishum kvoidei shel chacham. The Gemara refers to it as a form of respect, showing respect for a Talmud Chacham. Ve'ikr ha'olas hanefesh hu al yidei kovoi dikdusha, shehu shoyrish hakoil, shoyrish ha'toira ve'hanefesh kemavur shon. And again, one of the major components in elevating a soul is holy respect, which is the source of everything. It's the source of the Torah and the source of the Nefesh. Remember, the Nefesh originates from the Kisei HaKavod, from the throne of Hashem. Now, the throne of Hashem is associated with Bina. It's associated with the Olam HaBriya. When we speak about the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, the Yud corresponds to Atzilus. The first He is Bria, which is the Kisei HaKavod. The Vav is the Olam HaYetzira, and the Vav is also the Torah. Because remember, we always mentioned that the Luchos were 6x6. And there's other associations. The Vav represents the six spheres of Zerampin, of which Tiferes is the main one, and the Torah is called Tiferes. So the Torah draws from, the roots of the Torah are up in the Kisei HaKavod in Bina, and the roots of all Nefashos, all Jewish Nefashos, originate from the Kisei HaKavod. So therefore, in order to elevate a Nefesh, we have to activate Kavod, holy Kavod. Alkein, Tzorech laharoi sakinoi lechacham mishum kvoidei shel chacham. Therefore, the halacha is that the shechet must show his knife to the chacham to show holy respect for the chacham. Va'oz yesh lahashechet chelek bekavoi dikdusha. And by the shechet doing this, he is connecting to holy kavoid. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, ki mechabdai achabeid. Hashem says, those who show respect to me, I will show respect to them. So by the shechet showing respect, he's receiving kavod, which is one of the ingredients that he needs in order to enable him to elevate that nefesh. Vaydeze yochoy lesakein ulahaloy sanefesh shebechai. Ki ikr alias hanefesh, because one of the main ways that we elevate a soul is through holy kavod, shehu shoyrish kol hanefoshes kanal, because that's the source, the origin of all Jewish souls. All Jewish souls originate from the kisei hakavod, as it's called. Rabbeinu Zal has a few chapters in the Likutei Moran where he speaks about this. V'alkein shchitas nochri nevela. And this will explain why if a non-Jew shechts, the animal becomes nevela. It's assumed to be not kosher. Afilu einoi oved avodas elilim. Even if that non-Jew is not an idol worshipper. Ki tikkun hashchita hu lahalos hanefesh, shehu bechinas Torah. Because the tikkun of shchita involves elevating a soul, and a soul is associated with Torah. We mention always there are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 neshamos. Alkein, yef shalas is tikkun ze el al yidei bar Yisrael sheyesh lo chelek baTorah. Therefore, it's impossible to achieve a tikkun for the nefesh without other than through a Jew who is connected to the Torah. Avoloyal ideakum, not through a non-Jew. V'chein Yisroel mumar, and so to a Jew who gives up his religion completely, who converts out of the religion, me'achar sheyotzo kvar menadas, because that person disconnected themselves completely from the Torah, shchitosoi nevela. His shchita is assumed to be not kosher, invalid. Because the tikkun of shchita must be accomplished by a person who has a portion in the Torah, shehu Yisrael kosher, which is a kosher Jew. Then that person has the ability to elevate the nefesh, shehi bechinas Torah. The nefesh and the Torah are one. Kutshebrichu v'Yisrael v'Oirai Sochadu. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Paragraph Gimel. V'ze b'chinas oisoi v'ezbenoi loisishchatu b'yoy mechod. Based on what we're learning, we'll understand the law that you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its offspring the same day. Ki be'emes kol hanefoshoi shebebehemois v'chayois v'oifois Hein nafshois odom mamish shenizgalgalu bohem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal saying this is a very clear statement. The truth is, all of the souls that are found in behemois, domesticated animals, chayois, non-domesticated animals, and oifois, and in birds like chickens, turkeys, things like that, are human souls, literally, which were reincarnated in these animals. Kimuvon Bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter, our chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed Ches, and Ubishar Mekoimois, and in other places. Vze Iker Tikkun Hashchito Lahalois Hanefesh Shebechai. And this is the main thing that we're looking to accomplish through Shchita, to elevate the soul that's inside that animal, shenizgalgala, which was reincarnated, the yorda mima'alosa, and was lowered from its original status of being part of the human kingdom, ba'avoinoseho, as a result of its sins, it was lowered mibchinas odom lebehema, and our mission in shchita is lachzor lesakno ulahachzira lema'alosa, to repair that soul and to return it to its original respected place, to elevate it from behema to adam. Al kein tzorech hashechet sheyeh ish kosher v'yirei shamayim ma'oid. Therefore, a shechet must be a religious person and a person who has real, real respect for Hashem, real yirei shamayim. V'yizoher heitev benafshoi levorech birchas hashchita bekavona gedoyla. And the shoychet must be extremely, extremely careful when he makes that brocha asher kiddushono b'mesois v'itzvonu al hashchita to say it with deep kavona. U'lehizoher ma'oid ma'oid b'chol dinei hashchita. And to be extremely careful and precise in following all of the detailed laws of shchita, Kedei sheyizke l'saken es hanefesh, in order to repair that soul, ulaha'aloisa l'malosa, and to elevate it, restore it back to its original level, mi behem al adam. V'alkein heim chomei shilcha shchita, keneged chamisha chum shei toira. And this is another reason why there are five basic laws of shchita, corresponding to the five books of the Torah, sheheim klal kol ha-Torah, which represent the entire Torah, kizois habechina shel hashchita hu klal kol haTorah kula, because this mitzvah of shchita and what we're trying to accomplish through shchita, to elevate something from one level to another level, from chai to medaber, that's really what the whole Torah is all about. Ki ikar klal haTorah hu lahavos hanefesh hu bechinas adam. Because what the Torah is all about is elevating the soul, which is a human soul. Shezeo b'china shchita, and that's what the act of shchita is about. We could say that every mitzvah sort of is involved in that, but Rav Nosson Sal is pointing out that in Shechita it's much more obvious, much more clear that this is exactly what we're dealing with. And again, we're dealing with a situation of a soul that dropped out of the arena of human. It dropped into an entire category, all the way down into Behema, and we're trying to elevate it. That's no small thing. The tikkun zeh shehu lahalui selevar hanefoshes mebehema laadam shehu b'china shechita, this tikkun of elevating and refining and improving souls from the status of behema to adam, which is shechita, b'tikkun zeh anu oiskim kol yomeinu b'chol yoim v'yoim u'b'chol dor v'dor ad shiyovoi Moshiach. We are involved in this tikkun every single day throughout all generations until Moshiach will come. She'oz yushlam habirur koyadua. As the Sifrei Kabbal explain, it's only when Moshiach comes that all of this refinement and improvement and perfection will be completed. Ki yefsher lesakein ulevarer hakoil biyoyim echad. Because it is impossible to correct and fix and purify everything in one day. Rak b'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'chol dor v'dor mevarin birurim miyuchadim ad sheyushlam habirur b'mei Moshiach. But rather, each and every single day, and from generation to generation, the Jewish nation is involved in these birurim, refinements, constantly stripping away, trying to strip away the bad from the good and to keep improving and filtering and refining the good until this process will be completed when Moshiach comes. Kayodua bekisvei Arizal, as the Arizal stresses this many times. The haklal, and therefore it's important to know, ki ein yoim doima lechaveroi, that no 2 days are the same. Hashem creates the world anew every single day. And each and every single day, there are birurim, there are tikkunim that need to take place that cannot be done any other day. It couldn't have been done yesterday, and it won't be able to be done tomorrow. But this is why it's so important to make every single day count. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor. And the same thing is true from generation to generation. U'bishvil zeh mis'arech ha'golus kol kach. And it's for this reason that this exile we're in is taking such a long time. Ad sheyushlam habirur. Until this refinement will be completed. K'mavur kol zeh b'sefer gilgulim. As all of this is elaborated on in the Shara Gilgulim of the Arizal and also in the other writings of the Arizal. This is one of the major concepts that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us about. We find, for example, the story is told about the students of the Arizal. The Arizal told his Talmidim, get organized, we're going to Yerushalayim to bring Moshiach. Period. Game over. And it says they started trying to get organized and a disagreement broke out among the women, and the Arizal found out about it and he said, canceled. Mission canceled. Not just canceled, but for this generation canceled. Moshiach will no longer be able to come in this generation. Postponed. So we need to know that every day, every moment is important. And sometimes when the Gemara says, mitzvah habo v'yotcha al tach mitzena, when an opportunity presents itself to do a mitzvah, don't procrastinate, don't delay, because if you don't, so I'll do it later. Number one, you don't know if there's going to be a later. You don't know if your name is on the roster for later. There were people who were surprised to know they weren't, or people who made plans that they were going to do this and this and that, and they're in the hospital for a week or a month. And the person says, wow, I had all kinds of plans. I was going to make this trip on Hanukkah with my family. And the person had no idea that they weren't going to be walking. They were going to be bedridden, chas v'shalom. So this is why every moment of a Jew's life is so special, so important, significant. The Gemara says in one place, chatoif ve'echol, grab, Grab and eat. Grab the opportunity. An opportunity to learn Torah, an opportunity to give tzedakah, because you never know. You never know. The famous story with Nochum Ish Gamzu that we had recently, those that are learning Daf Yomi and Tainus. Nochum Ish Gamzu was a tzaddik, an incredible tzaddik, one of the Tanoim in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that a poor man, he was traveling and he had camels loaded with food. He was traveling, I think, to his father-in-law. He had camels loaded with food. And a poor man approached him and said to him, please, can you help me? And he said, let me just unload the animals. And as he was unloading, the poor man died. And the Gemara says that Nochum Ish Gamzu said, for this, my hands that didn't work quickly should be amputated, should be removed. My legs that didn't, should be removed. And my whole body should be covered with shin boils. And this is how he was for the rest of his life. And it was a matter, and the Mefarshim point out there, he didn't say no, he didn't say I'm not giving. He said, wait a moment. He didn't know that that person's situation was so desperate that it didn't have him. So you never know. You never know. Therefore, don't wait. Don't procrastinate when it comes to doing a mitzvah. Try to move quickly. V'alkein chiyuv al kol odom lohoilid bonim. And this is why it's a major obligation for every person to produce children, to bring children into the world. Because it's impossible for any one individual to complete this birur that needs to be done, this refinement, this tikkun. It's something that each generation has to work on. Each and every single generation has to make tikkunim and refinements, specific refinements, based on that day and based on that generation. It's an assembly line, like when you're putting together a car or something on an assembly line. Each person on that line has a mission, and it's only when it comes to them, when they have to put in their piece. And if they don't, if their piece is missing, then the car is incomplete, the machine is incomplete. Because each and every single day is like a new generation in a sense. As the Medrash says in Koheles, al posuk doyer hoylech v'doyer bo. A generation comes and a generation leaves. The Medrash says, "Ein lecha yoim she'ein meisim boi shishim riboy v'noylodem boi shishim riboy." There isn't a day in which there aren't 600,000 people born and 600,000 people leave. Nimtza, what is the Medrash telling us? Does this mean literally? Nimtza shebechol yoim v'yoim mischadesh doyer achar. Each and every single day, we are a new generation. We're new people. We're not the same people we were yesterday. Because a generation is 600,000. And this is why over there in Koheles, there's a pasuk right next to that where it says, Vizorach Hashemesh uvo Hashemesh. The sun rises and the sun sets. Doer hoylech v'doer bo, ki kemoi shezoreach Hashemesh ubo Hashemesh b'chol yom v'yom. Just like the sun rises and sets every day, kemoi kein mischadesh hador b'chol yom v'yom. So too, every generation is renewed, goes through a renewal each and every single day. Shehu b'chinas doer hoylech v'doer bo b'chol yom. V'ze shomrim b'kriya shma. And this is why we say in Kriya Shema, V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eila sh'anoichim etzavcho hayoim al levavecho v'shinantem levanecho. Hashem says these words that I am instructing you today should be on your heart and you should teach them to your children. Shenismach v'shinantem levanecho l'sh'anoichim etzavcho hayoim. These two thoughts are put side by side. Teaching your children and what I command you today. Ki shneyem echad, because they're both really connected as one. Ki asher anochim etzavcho hayoim, hayoim daika. The fact that Hashem says, which I am commanding you today. Rav Nosson Zal says, hayoim daika, look at that word, today specifically. Ze azhora, שצריכים לסגבר בכל יום ויום בהסחברוס חודש לקיים התורה והמצוות. This is teaching us that each and every single day is a new mission, a new world. I have a new mission today. I'm starting to observe the Torah. I'm starting to fulfill the Torah. Ki b'chol yoyim v'yoyim yitzroi sholom izgabar olov mechodosh mamish. Because as the Gemara tells us, the Yetzirah, our opponent, comes at us every single day, brand new. Machmas she'b'chol yoyim v'yoyim tzrichim levar birurim chadoshim al yidei ha'toyra v'avoyda. Because of the fact that each and every single day there are new things that we're supposed to accomplish today that couldn't have been done yesterday and won't be able to be done tomorrow. U'keneged kol birur, and corresponding to each and every accomplishment that we are required to accomplish, each one of these tikkunim, each one of these birurim, yesh klipois v'sitron achronin harbe ha'mesavev moysom. There are many klipois, many forms of tumah that surround that project to try to block us from being able to accomplish what we need to accomplish. Ki hanitzoitzois digdusha noflu be'imke imke haklipois. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that from the time that Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there are millions of holy sparks that fell deep, deep into tuma, into the klipois. Umachma shebechol yoyim v'yoyim tzrichem levarer birurim chadoshim meyim ke haklipois. And because of the fact that each and every single day we are required to make new tikkunim, new refinements, to rescue new sparks from the domain of the klipois, alkein mezgaber umezgora habaldover alaotam b'chol yoyim echodosh. Therefore, the Yetzirah, our opponent, comes at us every single day, brand new. Again, because he knows today it's a new mission. We're not working on yesterday's stuff. We're working on today's stuff. V'alkein ha-Torah mazheres. And therefore the Torah warns the Jew, asher anochi metzavcho hayoyim. This is Hashem speaking to each and every one of us, which I am commanding you today. That there's you're a new member, you got a new membership card today of Yiddishkeit, and you got a new mission statement for today. Hayoyim daika, today specifically. And as the Gemara says on that, Bechol yoyim yihyu beinecho kachadoshim, that a Jew's attitude towards Yiddishkeit, towards mitzvahs, is that every single day it should be brand new to you. A new car, a new home, a new Yiddishkeit, a new pair of tefillin that I'm putting on today. Not yesterday's tefillin, not yesterday's time, not yesterday's shachris. Brand new. Ki bevadai divrei Torah hem chadoshim mamish b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Because most definitely, the words of the Torah are brand new every single day. Ki divrei ha-Torah shem b'chinas ha-olas ha-nefoshos kanal mischat shem b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Because the words of the Torah, which are what's needed to elevate those souls, becomes new every single day. Ki b'chol yom v'yom tzrichem levara birurim chadoshim. Because each and every single day we are involved in making new birurim, brand new tikkunim. V'alkei nismach lozeh v'shinantum levanecho. And that's why right next to those words, asher anochi mitzavcho hayoyim, it says, teach your children. D'haynu shetzrichem lelameid ha-toyro lebonov. Each and every one of us has an obligation to teach Torah to our children, to our grandchildren, kedei legaloi selukusias barach ukedushas torasoi midor ledor, in order to broadcast recognition of Hashem and the holiness of the Torah, to pass it on from generation to generation, kedei lahashlim habiru shel hanitzoitzais vanefoshois bechol dor vador hashayach lohem. So that we're completing the refinement and the repair of all of those holy sparks and souls in each and every single generation, what applies to them, their part in this assembly line. Ad sheyovoi Moshiach kanal, until Moshiach will come. And this is why the words Veshinantam Levanecha, teaching your children, is written right next to Ashonoichim Mitzav Chayoim, Kishneim Echod Mamish, because it's one concept. Kibirur Hanitzoitzois Vanefoshois Tzrichim Bechol Yoim Daikam Echodosh, because this thing of refining these souls and elevating these souls is something that every single day there's a new piece that has to be accomplished. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor mechodesh. And every generation has a new piece of this project that they're putting in. One generation is building the foundation of the building. The next generation is putting in the ground floor. The next generation is putting in the middle floor. Ki kol yoim hu b'chinas dor chodesh. Because as we said before, the Torah is giving us a realization that each and every single day is like a new generation. By the fact that we said that Pasuk in Koheles, which puts those two things side by side, Vezorach HaShemesh Uvo HaShemesh, the sun rises, the sun sets, Dor Hoylech V'Dor Bo, a generation comes, a generation leaves. So each day is a world, it's a generation. Person looking at it that way, I have a whole lifetime that I want to accomplish today. Ki ikar biror hanitzoitzois v'hanefoshois hu bishvil kvoido yisporach. Because this whole mission of refining and purifying and elevating those holy sparks and those souls is all about respect for Hashem. That's what everything is all about. We mentioned many times, the Gemara says, Lichvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv, that the entire creation is all about Hashem's kovoid. Ki hakovoid shoyresh hakoil, because kovoid is the source and the origin of everything. Ki hakoil nivra bishvil kvoidoi, everything was created for Hashem's honor. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, begin dishtemoido in lay, so that there will be recognition of Hashem. V'yediyas kvoida lekusi v'velosiyas barach mezgale bechol yoim v'yoim behischalus chodosh. And awareness and recognition and knowledge of Hashem is revealed brand new every single day. The Hashem of today is not the Hashem of yesterday. Even though the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem lo yishonisi, Hashem doesn't change, there's no concept of change by Hashem, but the manner in which Hashem is revealed, the manner in which we perceive Hashem and we relate to Hashem is new every single day. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Hashomayim misaprim kevoid kel. The heavens speak of the honor of Hashem. The word mesapra means to speak. The word mesapim is also to glow, to shine. Yoim leyoim yabia oimer. One day to the next day, communicates, speaks. Veze bechinas yomim yedaberu. And this is also the pasuk in Iyov, which says, days speak. Ki kol yoim vayoim yabia umedaber kvoid elekusis borach, because each and every single day is proclaiming and announcing the greatness of Hashem based on what we accomplish on that day, based on the tikkunim and birurim that we do on that day. That day will give forth its proclamation of Hashem's greatness. This is another way of looking at this concept of Hashem renewing the world every day. Now Rav Moshe Zal comes back with how he began this discussion, that now we understand why you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its offspring the same day. Sheloi l'shochtam b'yoyim echad. Ki kemoi shebibnei odom. Because just like when we speak about human beings, we said that every single day is something new. It's a new birur, it's a new tikkun. And every generation, there's a new birur and tikkun. So too this applies to domesticated animals and non-domesticated. Srichim birurim chadoshim b'chol yoyim u'b'chol dorador. There are new birurim and new tikkunim that are taking place every single day and in every generation. Ki hakol echod, because it's all one. Ki gam hanefoshes shebechai heim nafshos odam shenizgalu b'hem kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the souls that are inside these behemos are actually human souls that were reincarnated in them. V'al kein gozar gam aleim Hashem yisborach pru urevu. And this is why at the beginning of creation, when Hashem declared that everything in creation should reproduce, that statement applied to animals and birds also. Kidei lahashlam habirur b'chol yoyim b'chol dorkanal. In order to complete each step of the process that has to be done each and every single day and each and every generation. Ve'ikar habirur shel nafshos habehemos ha'idei hashchit kanal. And we said one of the most important tikkunim and birurim when it comes to animals is the process of shechita. Ki oz daike b'shas ha-shechita mistalekes ha-nefesh shebechai v'oyle l'malosa michayin l'medabra kanal. Because it's specifically when an animal is being shechted, that's when we see that major change, that the soul that was inside that animal, that human soul that was reincarnated, that was trapped in there, gets elevated from chai to medaber. This is why the Torah instructed us, you're not allowed to slaughter the parent and the child on the same day. Because the birur of the parent animal is being accomplished through shechita. The habirur shel beno and the birur of the offspring of that animal heim shnei berurim miyuchadim are two unique, distinct birurim, shein bechinas yomim miyuchadim, which are like two different days. Sheshinui hayomim v'shinui hadoirois in bechina achas. Because as we learned earlier, a change of day and a change of generation are the same thing. We showed from the pasuk in Koheles. And that's why it's forbidden to shecht the mother and the offspring on the same day. Because it's impossible to make the birur, the tikkun of two generations in one day. And if a person will want to attempt to do, try to do that, the sitrachra will rise up, the forces of tumah, the opposition will become even stronger and worse than it was before. Because of the fact that a person is attempting to fix something, to repair something before its time. When you have a keli that's broken, they have these things called crazy glue, super glue. Sometimes they can repair it. And the way they tell you to do it is you have to put the super glue on both broken pieces and you have to let it dry a little bit. Let it start becoming strong. And then you have to wait those few seconds or a minute and then put them together, and then it'll take effect, and then it becomes strong, unbreakable. There's a timing issue, and if you don't wait, and you put it together before the right time, it won't connect, and it'll become even more difficult to put it back together. Al kein, therefore, me'achar she'ikar hatikun v'abira shalachai hu'aydeh shechita, since we understand that the most powerful tikkun and birur of an animal is through shechita, al kein osur lishchot oisev espenoi b'yemechad. This is why that major tikkun, we're not allowed to attempt to do it for the parent and the child the same day. Ki iev shelavar habiru shel shnei dores miyuchodim b'yemechad. Because it's impossible to repair these two generations, these two different generations in one day. Ki kol yoyim v'yoyim Hubachinas Dor Miyuchad, because each day is like a separate generation. So each generation needs its own day. You can't combine, have two generations being shechted, getting this tikkun on the same day. Paragraph Hey, in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this is based on, chapter 38, Rabbi Nazal says there that one of the main ways, remember we mentioned he lists two columns, soul and body, life and death, light and darkness, the wisdom of the Torah and foolishness. And Rabbi Nazal says there, our mission is to strengthen the right one over the left one. That the soul should dominate and control the body. The light should overpower the darkness. That life should overpower death, etc., etc. And Rabbi Nazal says there that one of the ways that we accomplish this is by fasting. When a person is fasting, they're subjugating, they're taking away from the body and thereby elevating the soul. Paragraph Hey, V'yalkein Iker Hatainis Hasholein Einoi Pochois Mioi Mechod. And this is why when we speak about a real significant fast day, it must be a complete day. כמו תיינס יום הכיפורים והתנסים שגוזר רבי סנזל שכולם שירם יום אחד. All of these fasts are a day. It's a day. וכן כל התנסים שמקבלם על עצמם לתשובה כולם שירם לפוחס מיום אחד. And so too, when a person accepts upon themselves a fast in order to do tshuva for a particular sin, it's got to be a minimum of a day. Ki ikr tikun va'aliyas hanefesh v'alidei tainis kemavur batoronal. Because as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in chapter 38 in Likutei Moran, one of the things that helps most to elevate a person's soul is fasting. V'alkein shir kol tainis hulapoches yom echad. And this is why the minimum time of a fast is a day. Ki ikar hatikun hu bebechinas hayomim. Because when we talk about tikun, repair, it's associated with days. Sheshom ikar hapegam vahatikun. It's in the arena of days, that's where the damage is being done, and that's where the repair has to be done. Ki hayomim hem bechinas midois. Because the days, the 7 days of a week correspond to the 7 midos, the 7 basic midos, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, oyeser, bechinas, as it says in Tehillim, umidas yomai mahi, the measurement of my days, midos and yomim are one. Kama shekos of Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in a few places in Likutei Moran, chapter 33, 56, ושם בבחינס המידויס, שם בבחינס היומים, שם עיקר כל הפגומים והתיקונים כידוע. And it's within that arena, that ballpark of midois, it's within those 7 midois that all the good things and the bad things that we do are generally within that arena, that ballpark. V'alkein, כל אחד ואחד כפי פגומו ועל ידי אבינויסוב, כמו כן הוא צורך להסענויס לתשובה. And therefore, each and every single person, according to the damage that we've caused through our sins, we have to fast in order to repair that as part of the tshuva process. כדי לסכן ולברר פגומי נפשוי, in order to repair and refine the damage that we've done to our soul on a daily basis. And this is why a fast is usually referred to as a fast day. Because the repair, that whole repair and refinement process is associated with days. In that arena, that ballpark called days, which is the physical world that we are in, which is defined by 7 days of creation, 7 days of a week, 7 years of a Shemitah, etc. Fasting is mentioned in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, you know, throughout the Torah. We're going to be celebrating the next major holiday coming up is Purim. We're told that there was a three-day fast. And to commemorate that, we have Tainis Esther. We have fast days in the Jewish calendar. We have higher, stricter ones, less strict. We have Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, where it starts from the night before. We have the other fasts, which start officially from Alois HaShachar, or when a person goes to sleep. Fasting has a role in Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Nachman, who lived in the late 1700s and early 1800s, together with other rabbis, wrote that the generations today are weaker. And Rabbi Nachman said that he himself fasted a lot and came to the realization and conclusion that what can be accomplished through fasting can be accomplished better with less side effects and more quickly through tefillah, through serious, serious prayer. So there was more emphasis on tefillah and less emphasis on the fasting during the Arizal's time, who lived about between 200 and 300 years before Rabbi Nachman. The Arizal wrote, and like many other tzaddikim did, listed the number of fasts that a person has to fast in order to correct each and every individual sin. And today, in addition to the standard fasts, we have Bahab, we have Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There are some additional fasts. There's a concept on Erev Shabbos that we're told after midday, a person should avoid eating substantially in order to come into Shabbos with an appetite. And other times like that, Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot, different times. Rav Nosson Zal here speaks about days, Tainis Yom, a minimum day. There is also a term called Tainis Shoas, fasts of hours, where a person who avoids eating and or drinking at all before davening, in the morning, Shachris, gets credit to a degree for a fast of hours. Rav Nosson Zal here speaking about standard fasts. Standard fasts are minimum of a day, but there are these non-standard, a person who holds back, controls their eating. It's brought even a person who waits a little bit before starting to eat. That waiting alone is a very significant, important fact. And a person who leaves over a little bit of the food, they don't finish everything. These are also things that are included in this category of tainus. But again, Rabbi Nachman stressed for his students that between the two, our focus is more on tefillah, all types of tefillah, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv with Kavana, Tehillim, trying to make sure to say Tehillim every single day, the Tikkun HaKloli, and especially a person's personal tefillah in their own words. But not to assume that we obliterate this. And Rabbi Nach, there was a statement made in Breslov that when a fast day comes along, we relish it like a delicious cookie, like a Danish. We grab it like we would a sweet cake, meaning we know that this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to elevate the soul, to create the right balance between soul and body. That every time that I'm making sure that I'm making it perfectly clear to myself that the body is not in control. The body is not going to decide, I want to eat, even if I don't really need it that much. That itself is elevating the person. We find in the last shiur that Rabbi Nezal gave in his life, Tikkun Teichacha, chapter 8, in the second half of the Ketoran, there Rabbi Nezal speaks about Mezoina de Gufa and Mezoina de Nishmasa, soul food, and body food. And Rabbi Nezal says that these two are on opposite ends of a seesaw. The more a person feeds the body, the more they're weakening the soul. And the less a person feeds the body, the more they're strengthening the soul. This obviously applies to the weekdays, not to Shabbos or Yom Tov or a Sudas Mitzvah, a Bris, a Pidyon HaBen, a wedding, a Bar Mitzvah. Those are obviously different. We'll hold it over here for now. The next topic Rav Nosson Zal goes into is the topic of tzedakah, because over there in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson speaks about fasting, and then he quotes the Gemara, which says that the main effectiveness of a fast is the tzedakah of the fast. So Rav Nosson Zal is going to address that now in the next part, and then go into a discussion about Purim. We left Hanukkah. We're starting to think and prepare for the next major holiday, Mitzvah. Should be zeichet that the combination of these two, it's brought that there's a name of Hashem, which is one of the names of Hashem that helps to bring about the downfall of the enemies of the Jews. And this name of Hashem is a three-letter word, Tav, Chaf, He, which appears in many different places that we're not necessarily aware of at first. The Arizal says that when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, he killed him by using this name of Hashem. These three letters, Tav, Chaf, He, are actually the letters that follow Hashem's name, Shin, Dalet, Yud, Shakai. After Shin comes Tav, after Dalet comes He, after Yud comes Chaf. And that's why when Dosan Vaviram were fighting, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rosha Loma Sakereyecha, you evil person, why are you hitting him? So they said, Halahargeni Atoimer, are you saying that to kill me like you killed a Mitzri yesterday? And the Arizal says, in those words is hinted the fact that this Tav Chaf He Saker, are you saying that name of Hashem in order to kill? And the Arizal says that this name of Hashem appears in several different places. In the Tefillah of Aleinu, which Yehoshua recited when they were coming in to take over the land of Eretz Yisrael, when they wanted to bring down the walls of Jericho, the walls of Yericho, it says they went around, they made hakafas seven times, they blew the shofar, and Yehoshua is the one who initiated this Tefillah of Aleinu. In the second part of Aleinu, we say, V'alkein nekavelecha Hashem alekeinu, and therefore we hope to you, Hashem, lirois mehera b'seferes uzecha, that we should be zeche to see speedily the beauty of your strength, lahavir gilulim en oretz, to remove all idols and idol worship from the world. It's brought that the last letters of mehera b'seferes uzecha are hey, Tav Chaf, again, this name of Hashem, that this is the name of Hashem that will remove all idols, all opposition from the world. We say at the end of Avodat Zion, Ki lo yozafto dorshecho Hashem. Hashem, you never forsake those who are seeking you. The last letters of Ozafto dorshecho Hashem. The Arizal says these things. And there are other places where this appears. It's brought that Chanukah, Purim, these two words, Chanukah Purim together, are Bigimatria Tav Chaf He, because these are special holidays. When there was this opposition on Chanukah, it was the Greeks who opposed us spiritually. They wanted to murder our souls. And on Purim, it was Haman who wanted Lahashmidlar to murder our bodies. We hope that Hashem should use his powers and the merit of the tzaddikim to bring about the elimination of all of the Yevonim and the Amalekim, all the enemies of the Jewish people from without and from within. There's a famous pasuk, U'machrivayich u'maharsayich mimeich yetzeyu, that some of the greatest destroyers of Judaism and of the Jewish nation come from inside the Jewish nation. And we know that this refers especially to the founders of the Reform movement,